June 27th.
I'm sorry. That is June 27th, executive session minutes.
Are these printed out with the corrected spelling?
Yeah. I haven't seen the executive. Have you?
No. Because I know you resent them out this morning with the correct
edit. Yeah, it was just the one last.
You know they're printed off correct.
Yeah, Shannon just printed them before we came.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes dated June 25th and June 27th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated June 25th and June 27th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments, Board of Adjustments.
What's the term on that one? Is it a...
Let's see.
2021.
Is it finishing somebody's...
It's finishing Mullins.
So it'll be December 31st, 2021?
Be the end.
Effective just today, which is the second. Move to appoint
Corey.
Did you see the other?
We got another one in. Just come in.
Came in last Thursday, I think.
Came in Thursday.
Yeah. Nikki emailed them out and then we didn't put them on. Served for.
Move to appoint Corey Robuck to the Board of Adjustment. To finish out the term from July 2nd, 2018 through December 31st, 2021.
Do we have a second? Discussion?
Second for discussion. The reason I would favor the other appointee is to give more diversification. And the other one has served years before and familiar with the PNC. And to better represent the whole county.
I Motion dies for lack of second.
She did second. You call vote.
Discussion.
Oh. Call. All in favor?
Aye.
No. Nay.
Nay. Motion dies.
I make a motion to appoint Rick Persinger to the Board of Adjustments, term beginning today, July 2nd, 2018, ending December 31st, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for ballot scanner and software number 201805-410.
Yes, good morning, Commission.
Morning.
We're here this morning to make recommendations for bid number as quoted just now. Taney County Clerk Donna Neely had requested this bid be put out for a ballot scanner with software. We released this bid on May the 26th. It closed late last week. Despite the fact that we had sent out bid invitations to several different people who we felt were qualified in this particular field, in this particular need, we only received one valid response from Henry M. Atkins. I did receive a few inquiries from other vendors that they made it clear to us that the particular item we were looking for was somewhat specialized and they couldn't produce it or provide it for us. We opened that one response here last week, and it was for $8,850. And I'll turn it over to Taney County Clerk Donna Neely for any questions that the Commission might have. You have in front of you my formal motion request letter for award to this vendor. Donna?
I just let the Commission know we have grant money available to cover the purchase of this device. It's a speed scanner. It'll help increase efficiency on election day. When we go into a presidential year, it can take us from 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night to process all the absentees, so this will speed up that process. It'll also assist us because we have to count each ballot to confirm our ballot count, and these can count ballots as well as scan results.
Is that the scanner we put her?
No.
No?
This is a speed scanner. It's the one at the polling place is designed differently. It's for the public use. It is an in-office use only.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is for us to, right now we're in the process of counting ballots, and it's very labor intensive. And this would reduce that. If you can imagine, the ballot scanners that are in your polling place can only scan one ballot about every second. These can scan about 50 in 5 seconds.
So. Did those go ahead and scan the polling place? You had this in the office for absentee? And
right. It's only for in-the-office use. Any questions?
Move to award bid number 201805-410 to Henry M. Atkins and Sons, Incorporated of Clinton, Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission. I will notify the vendor and issue the contractor. It will reflect 1 year initially with 3 1-year renewal options based on pricing and your approvals, which will get us through the next few election cycles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Transfer Station and Maintenance Building Change Order Number 2, number 18-088, RB, Roden Bridge.
I'm Travis Iyer from HDR. This change order is a no-cost change order. It's just to extend the deadline for the contractor by 8 days. They were supposed to be final completion this last Thursday. Didn't quite make it. They're doing one final inspection on the roof this morning, and then they have to start up some heaters tomorrow. So it should be done tomorrow, but I extended it on this change order to Friday just in case there's any issues with the button up. But
you're going to turn the heater on tomorrow?
That's kind of the challenge. We're trying. If they aren't able to get it to work, then we may have to have them come back, you know, in the winter when it's cool enough. But supposedly they can, the installer says he can go ahead and start it up and test to see that it's all working.
In all seriousness, is there some sort of warranty or some sort of hay? Yeah.
There's a 1-year warranty on all of this. So if, you know, if the heaters that come winter aren't working, they're still
they'll
required
come
to
come back
fix
and
them. But we're hoping to get everything started up and know it's working now, but it is under warranty for a year.
They try to fool the thermostat in order to turn it on.
He said he could heat that room up to 100 if he needs to, so if you do it in the morning where it's maybe only 80.
I was in there Friday, I think, maybe it was Thursday. It was already 100 in there, trust me.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Especially when you go up. Yeah. It's real hot up there.
Yeah.
They were finishing up some electrical. I don't know how they stood up there and did it that long.
It's plenty warm.
So you just need an approval on that change order?
Yeah, it's mainly we didn't want to cause any issues if they turn in a pay up and take away their contract that expires with a couple days past.
I also have a letter dated June 28, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the change order to forms.
Move to approve the transfer station and maintenance building change order number 2, labeled as 18-088RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Wellness Committee vacancy recommendations. The committee is seeking 2 individuals to fill the Wellness Center Committee vacancies. The application period was left open from April 19, 2018 to May 17, 2018, and 4 applicants were received. And then we have some recommendations.